those people who are against Islam, they have two things on their list. Number one, mess up the Quran and the image of the Quran. And number two, mess up the image of the Prophet. This whole story of Islamophobia. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. O muzzammil. Muzzammil comes from mutazammil, which means a person who has worn his clothing, wrapped in his clothing for sleep. His sleepwear, let's call it. There's history behind it. So we go to the sources, we read, we see that the Prophet was mocked amongst his people. It was not easy in the beginning. It was super hard in the beginning. The verse came, the angel comes, the angel says that it's time to start your mission. Okay, so now what he's going to do? He's going to go against everything his people have been believing in all these years. Just because their ancestors, just because their culture said they have to. It's very, very hard to go against culture. Lots of times you have to do taqiyya and not say things against culture because the people, it's hard for them to accept something they've been practicing all their lives. Now they have to just change it. It's not going to work like that. Some people try to do that. If you bend a stick too much, it'll snap. You have to slowly, you know, spray a little bit of water on it, you know, let it soften up a little bit, slowly until it bends. Some people, their approach is to, you know, just attack straight up. It's gonna snap, and then you're gonna snap. You can't fight like that. Anyway, the Prophet has orders here that he has to go. But of course, he's not gonna make it public first. As we all know, for the first 3 years, it was a very, very private calling to Islam, an invitation to Islam. Very, very private. After 3 years, the Prophet was ordered to make it public. But anyway, the Prophet is under a lot of pressure. He has come home, he's tired, he wants to sleep, he needs some rest, physical rest, as we all do. Some people think that the Prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, they were some superhumans, something out of the ordinary. Yes, they were very high up there, even physically, even strength-wise, but it wasn't something superhuman. Sometimes you feel like some people look at them as superhumans. If they were going to be superhumans, it would actually defeat the purpose of Allah sending them in the first place. Have we ever thought of this? Allah sends the Prophet so that people see that, okay, this is something I can follow. This is my role model. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a superhuman or an angel or even a jinn to be our Prophet and our role model, someone who takes the lead and we're supposed to follow, people will say this is too much for us. We can't. He's able to do it because he's super. We're not super. People would find fault. They would say, what kind of Prophet is this? يَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ. He eats food, he walks in the bazaars, in the markets, and give us someone, you know, give us an angel. Allah says, if I was sending a Prophet to angels, then that Prophet would be an angel. But since you're human beings, I'm sending a human being to you. Nothing super. It'll defeat the purpose. So the Prophet has been under a lot of pressure. The mocking is getting to him, all of the trouble is getting to him. He has to rest, he's come home, he wants to sleep. Now, the angel comes of revelation. The angel of revelation comes, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ. That's interesting. How come the angel doesn't say, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولِ, anything like that, nothing like that. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ. The angel puts his finger on مُزَّمِّلِ, the person who's wrapped in clothing. Was that the only characteristic of the Prophet? Why is it that the angel puts his finger on this characteristic? They explain to us, these ulama, the Shaykh Mutahiris, Allama Tabtawis, they say, there's a reason why they put the angel puts his finger on this. He wants to show that, yes, I acknowledge that you are tired. I understand. We understand that you're tired. It's been a long day. When you point something out about somebody, you call them out for something, it means that you're paying attention to that characteristic of them. There's a reason for that. Here, it's as if he's saying, oh, Prophet who is tired from that long day of work, from all the pressure, we're acknowledging that. But even though this is the case, we want you to get up. To do what? Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleela. You need rest. You have a big mission tomorrow. You need physical rest. We understand that. But get up and start to pray. That doesn't make sense though. He needs physical rest. Why is it that you're telling him to get up and pray? Alam Tatwa, he says that when this verse and this surah was revealed, it was in the beginning of the prophethood of the Prophet. He's tired and he has come home. He wants to rest. They're telling him you have to pray. Night prayer. Why? This shows us that there's something magical going on. If in a material world with a materialistic ideology, you can't explain this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran, when they speak beyond just the material. It's more than, there's more to it than that. Some will say that the reason why the Prophet has to pray so that he's ready for the mission and receiving revelation, because the next verses talk about receiving revelation, is because there is going to be a link between the supernatural and the natural, the physical and the metaphysical. Allah wants to send revelation down at the bottom of the chain of those causes and effects, the bottom of the chain is an angel that is going to bring revelation down. At the top is Allah. The bottom is the angel of revelation. Angel of revelation is not a natural being. Angel of revelation is a supernatural being. He wants to somehow connect with this world, this dimension. This dimension of the natural world wants to be connected to the dimension of the supernatural. So a person who wants to receive this revelation has to be so close to the supernatural to be able to receive the supernatural. How does that happen? Through ibadah. Through the connection that the Prophet is able to develop through the worship that he does. And that's why I said in the beginning that this was something specific to the Prophet. The fact that if you want to carry out a prophetic mission, that if you want to be in touch with the supernatural so that you can receive revelation, this is for the Prophet. He has to do this so that he is as close as possible to above, so that the connection can be made. It's a workout for him. And even though he does that, and he does get way up there, still they say when revelation would come unto him, he would get so heavy his body. He would sweat. It wasn't an easy experience for him. Revelation is not easy. Receiving wahi is not easy. This itself tells us this is just for the Prophet, as a matter of fact. But what can we conclude from it? If you want to do work like this, you want to fulfill a mission that has to do with Allah. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to get involved a little bit with things that have to actually do with Allah. And sometimes you see people that are very active in their communities, which is good, alhamdulillah. They feel that this is something that has to be done. It's to serve the community, but they forget about themselves. Not only do they forget about themselves, they neglect the fact that if you're going to have an effect on the people, you have to be connected a little bit at least. Because at the end of the day, الْعِلْمُ نُورٌ يَقْذِفُهُ اللَّهُ فِي قَلْبِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This knowledge is an ilm, this ilm is a nur, is a light that Allah has to put in others. If you're not connected at all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't expect to draw the people towards you. They can't expect to have an effect on the people while they are not taking the Prophet as an example and a role model and not following him in practice. Sometimes you see online, in social media, you see this. You have the whole fight that we have, this group, that party, this ideology, that ideology within the Shia. We have to get as close as we can to the way the Prophet would do it, to the way the ulama would do it, to the way Allah wants us to do it.